I'm not the only one, Sam Smith. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
Is he black?
I'm not the only one, Sam Smith.
He's not.
Sam Smith sounds so medieval blacksmith.
There's just a big trend, you know, it's like the Adeles of the world.
But look.
Anyway, whatever. I'm not judging.
We could easily Google this. And instead.
We're just going to pontificate.
This is a conversation you had in the 90s listening to radio. How did the guys that are sitting at the water cooler going, do you think Eminem's black or white? What do you reckon about that? We're doing that now. This is now commercial radio.
Move FM.
Such a dinosaur medium. All right, need you now. What's up next?
I'll be there for you. Remembrance. Hey, 6252900. Which of the Friends cast were you?
Oh.
Let's get the ball rolling. Miss Love, which one do you reckon you were?
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't we?
Are we? I'm pretty sure it's the height of conversation.
Okay.
I swear everyone from Obama to Cardi B has asked this.
Okay, who was I?
So I mean, you Joey Chandler?
I mean, dude.
Do you identify with a Phoebe? It's all right. You can just turn it around.
I was the dumb Italian guy that ate all the pizza. That's
Joey.
No, there's no question. That's pretty much me. I'm like, hey, what's for dinner? who are you? I think
probably Ross.
Which one's Ross?
Which is so sad.
Was he the super sarcastic one that was always like this?
Chandler. I think anybody who says that they're Chandler, look, your ego's too big.
I was going to say you're Chandler.
Maybe you are Chandler.
I was going to say you're Chandler.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That's much better than Ross.
You're Ross. Why do you think you're Ross?
Because he's just got a really mundane life, extremely monogamous, sits in most conversations, bringing down the mood.
You're Ross.
Meant to be. Good afternoon, Lithgow. I hope you're having a wonderful time. All smiles here on Move. Meant to be, BB Rexa. You are listening to Move FM, and I am glad that you are.
Yes, the best, the number one station in all of Australia. Who'd have thought?
And to celebrate that,
yep,
we are
that
proving,
achievement,
and it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
We're going to show you why we're the number one rated station in the mountains with quality like this
in the nation, not the mountains,
which is scissors, paper, rock. Ever heard of it?
I remember. I may have played a game or two of it in my time.
Good. Then you're familiar with the rules. If you don't know it at home, look it up because we're playing it
Okay. Via
the airwaves. So you don't get to see who wins.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Scissors, paper, rock. Okay. We both chose rock. The easiest one to do because you don't have to move your hand at all. Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh!
Scissors!
Got him.
Scissors cuts paper!
Yep.
The system works! Yep. Say it! Flume! Up next on Move!
Feeling the sun, party done, shadows walking home. Walking with a game.
Fake magic, Peking duck, you're listening to Move FM. Miss Love, who do you reckon would win in a fight?
Yeah.
Dumbledore or Gandalf?
Oh. See, that's a tough one.
I don't think it is. I think it's so simple.
Dumbledore. Which one's Dumbledore?
He's the Harry Potter one.
Was he the really tall, big guy who just lives in a shed?
No, he was the prince. What? Hagrid.
Oh, right, Hagrid. Okay. Okay. The wizard who's like
the guy that I'm pretty sure didn't complete. He flunked. Hogwarts.
Oh, that's why he lives there still.
What, he's got a verse Gandalf because he's big.
So
you think
one
he's just
wizard
bash Gandalf.
I get where you're going with this now. One wizard versus another. Oh, purely going on movie ratings, as in PG-13 versus M-15. Gandalf's got him because you know that Gandalf. You know that. Sorry, the other bloke could just start going. You know, Gandalf, back in my day. And the other guy will just go, and then Gandalf will just go, ah! And just smite him while he's being like, do you want a cup of tea? Ah!
You're right. I never even thought about it in terms of ratings. I mean, Dumbledore clearly is way more magical than Gandalf, who I think the most magical thing he could do is kind of like a giant version of reflecting a mirror into the sun so you kind of blind your opponent a bit.
Yeah, that.
That's all he can do.
He does that and he encourages you to study. It's not really a superpower, is it?
Yeah, and he can blow really good smoke rings.
Yeah, yeah. That's about it. He's basically a vapor. He's just a teen.
Yeah, but while he would probably just go into Dumbledore's office, make a sort of dragon-shaped figure out of his smoke. Dumbledore would say, please, this is a no-smoking area. Then he just gets stabbed. You're right. Slow motion babies up next on Move. Jared James, you are listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. I've got a question. Why does every PD department in Australia have at least one guy who's got a perfectly shaved head and is constantly wearing speed dealer sunglasses every day of his life?
I mean, it's a...
Why is that absolute requirement for a high school?
The career calls for such a gentleman.
Why?
Because PE, it's PE, right?
Mm.
PE is about fitness.
What's sex being ed? Bald got to do with being fit?
Just be quiet for a sec. fitness, sex ed, and playing it straight. You don't have time for hair. You need to be dexterity and speed if you're running away from things.
Oh, okay. So you, just in case someone tries to play a dirty on you in the rugby field and tug at your hair, they got nothing.
You got nothing, mate.
Okay. So what's the deal with the speed dealer glasses then?
Well,
how does that help at all?
I'll answer it. I have an answer for you.
I can't believe you do.
They're economical.
Yeah. What, cheap?
They're cheap? No, not just cheap. First of all, you can run in them and they're not falling off. You can bloody swim in them, they'll stay on.
Speed dealer sunglasses.
They're ergonomical, road-worthy battle glasses. You can't wear Ray-Bans when you're bloody... punching a punching bag, can you?
Why not? It's just going to look more stylish.
No.
Are the speed dealer sunglasses really going to adhere to your head like goggles?
They're
the goggles of sunglasses?
Yes. That's why, yes. They're practical.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to have ever doubted the Department of Education Board. Their policy on hiring bald guys that have always got a sunburnt head is... They know what they're doing. I'm a lover. Meredith Brooks is up next on Move. Home show. Good afternoon.
G'day.
What are you up to this week?
What am I up to this week?
Lame question. There's no.
You're listening to Roy and HG.
Does anyone care what the answer is if someone says, "What are you up to this week?" Even this day, if someone asks me that, I always say this. Nothing.
Yeah. You're out of my life. If someone asks you that, it's like, oh, yeah, you're out of my life because I don't want you around.
You're not going to invite him to parties
because
anymore.
Because you're the guy that asked... Well, you're the guy that asked me what I'm doing this week. It puts you in a... It really does put you in a category. You're that guy. It's like, you're the what are you doing guy. I guarantee you anyone who asks that question has the potential to aim for working for the council at their highest... The highest level.
We all know that that'd be the talk of the town.
Mm.
In any council district in Australia, that and also a lot of chat about the movie that has, what's it called again? Marley and Me.
Oh, I was going to say Dory, the one with Dory. What's that one called? God, this is Roy and HG. What's the Dory movie called?
I think it's just called Dory.
No, it's not called Dory.
I don't know.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this. We couldn't Google Anthony Kalia's like middle name or something before. No, Sam Smith, the color of his skin. But we're gonna get to the bottom of that movie.
Still strongly suspect it's just called Dory.
It's
the
not.
Movie.
We'll be back.
Life goes on. East. You're back at one of the most pinnacle moments in radio history where in the previous
segment, like this is what has gotten us to number one.
And it is, what is the name of the movie that has Dory? This is the wrong track as well. It's supposed to be the tense music, but it's actually just the
British
this
is the end
song.
Yeah, this is when you've won the money, isn't it? Whatever, let's just pretend it's...
But look, just because we're having technical difficulties doesn't detract from the point, which is...
Yep.
Finding Nemo, what is the name of the Dory character in the sequel? We're talking about the blue tang fish.
Yeah. But Finding Nemo was the name of the movie, I forgot.
No. There was a sequel. Finding Nemo was the first one. God, I can't believe we have to get all this backstory.
I know what Finding Dory.
So you thought it was Finding Dory? Miss Love Balabragic, you are correct in something you could have easily Googled where there is no prize.
Finding Dory.
One dance. Drake is up next on Move. Calvin Harris Summer, this is the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. We are almost out of here.
It's been fun. It's always fun. If I could just have a little camper tent in here, I'd just sleep here, eat some cheese and crackers, and just live here forever. No need to shower.
Yeah,
just the pits.
Just, your life would be so cut short if all you ate was cheese and crackers. I mean, I know that Wallace and Gromit can do it, but that's because they're plasticine.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Okay. God, can we please do this for the rest of the week, Miss Love? Could you eat nothing but cheese and crackers?
I think I might get scurvy. But
let's
yeah,
find
I'm,
out.
Let's do it.
Let's find
do
out.
It. There's no other way about it. I asked for it, so bring yeah. it on, food pyramid guys.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical as to whether or not just eating nothing but bread and cheese gives you scurvy. I don't think that. Yeah. It was an experiment done 200 years ago.
Yeah,
let's try.
It's time to revisit. I really want to convince those fat cats of the food nutrition organization to replace. The bottom one, you know, bracket with fruit
bigger.
And veggies.
Just bigger.
Just bigger stringers.
And whipped cream.
No, instead of any food, there's just a picture of one giant vertical bigger stringer of that cartoon. Just going, eh.
Lying on his side, sexually suggestive as well, winking.
I'm making it happen.
Like it's a gun.
I'm coming after you guys.
I feel a covered weekend. We're out of here. Talk that talk. Am I wrong? Speaking of, are we wrong about this? Burjo's catchphrase. I know everybody knows it as a national institution.
Oh, I hope so.
So why was it taken off air?
Can we get to the bottom of this? I'm outraged. Simply, frankly, I'm outraged that it's gone. And
it's
just seeing the intro music now has made me realize the gaping hole in my life. That should be filled.
And what do they replace it with? Millionaire Hot Seat, which is just a very cheap version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Channel 9 had it right back in the cusp of the millennium, so 2000, 2001. Mm. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had to be on air for precisely 1 hour on a Monday to compete with South Park.
Yeah.
Okay? Burjo's catchphrase should have been at 5:30. I don't like any more of this other nonsense. And the fact that Peter Overton isn't doing 60 Minutes anymore.
Yeah. God,
what is going on here? This is
Australia.
So 2LT, but
yeah.
Slightly younger.
It's Monday. This is what you get.
Things are slightly different now. Why? Good question. Sabrina Carpenter up next on Moon. You like New York City in the daytime. Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Miss, I'm going to ask you this for months now.
Yep.
Especially because this song is not that popular on YouTube. 3 million views.
Yeah.
That is basically somebody unboxing matches. 3 million views is nothing. But,
yeah.
What do you think about that song?
I mean, that is a solid 7 out of 10. I liked it. I just, one of the lyrics griped me a bit. I didn't like very much. When he was comparing all the variety of kind of people you could be to be a country boy, and it was either a cattle rancher or a plow farmer.
What's wrong with that? That's pretty country.
Yeah, it's
pretty.
But
country.
I was kind of expecting
not country enough.
Although I was kind of expecting him to say like you could be a businessman in like New York, but it was like you can be a rancher or you can be growing maize. That's it.
Hang on. Why did you expect him to say you could be a CEO in New York?
Because the whole point of the lyric was he was like, you don't have to be one kind of person to be a country boy. You can be a wide variety. Let me list them. Two kinds of farmers.
You still need to be in the country. You can't be in the epicenter of the city and be country.
I'm just saying, country is a dying art form. It's an esoteric music style. He's trying to expand the style. He's trying to get more people on board, make it mainstream.
Right, and wrangle it into the mainstream. Extremely well-paid CEOs in the center of the CBD.
Well, he could have said a sandwich maker from Brooklyn as well. Listen, I'll write him a letter. I'll write him a letter. I'll write him a personalized letter saying, listen, include Jewish sandwich makers or, you know, Brooklyn sandwich makers in your field of requirement of being country. Okay. It's too niche.
Oprah's audience, optional, not as big. 24K magic up next on Boo. Still, Portugal the man. Remember Paul from Paul Has It All, Paul's Warehouse?
Yes, the large-headed man that lived in a shoe. That scared me a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like old Mother Hubbard, except for nowhere near as friendly. Kind of told all the kids to get out.
Yeah, kind of like old Mother Hubbard that was really keen on sales.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely didn't have a tumor, even though his head was 30 times the size of his body.
Yeah.
Do you think, apart from the fact that his head was, let's be honest, massive, do you think that he was a handsome man?
Oh, man, he was as handsome as the 12th man on a country cricket team.
So, I would imagine that would be a solid 5.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that was good.
Jessica Bowboy up next. Take that, 12th man on a country cricket team. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, if you had the opportunity to shrink yourself, you couldn't unshrink yourself. It's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
No, I'm not having this shrink yourself and stay like that business. In what scenario is that ever good? Like, if I shrink myself right now, a cockroach, that's the end of it for me.
How's that the end of it for you? It's a fair fight.
Okay, fine. A bull ant. It's scary. Well, give me one example of when shrinking yourself would be a positive. Bam. Give me one. Go. One. I challenge you.
Okay. All right, let me think.
Yeah, think.
How long would leftovers at Christmas dinner for the turkey last? Probably for 50 years. Probably.
Do you know how gross a skerrick of Uncle Jim's ham would look when you're microscopic?
Uncle Jim's ham. Let me entertain. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Jordan, is, first of all, it's a two-part question. Is Elon Musk an alien? And two, who's Elon Musk?
How do you know that he's an alien to begin with?
I don't know
who he is.
Well, I hear his name get thrown around all the time, and all I see is this sort of somewhat European, Asiatic man. This is all I know about him. He looks a little bit Asian, and he sent a rocket into space playing Space Oddity by David Bowie. That's as much as I know about him. So I just assume he's an alien. Like, who is he? What's his deal?
Because he access to space technology. That's fair.
Yeah.
okay, so first of all, Elon Musk is a billionaire that made his money off of PayPal.
He invented PayPal.
Yep.
Okay.
The very unimpressive version of eBay, I guess. And he...
it's a dumb thing to get rich off, but okay, yeah.
Well, now he's pretty much aiming to save the world.
Right.
But, and this is a big but.
Yeah.
He does look a lot like a Bond villain.
He does.
So I don't know how he's going to... How is he not going to do it when he looks exactly like the guy from Blade Runner 2049, minus mechanical eyes and shaves his beard? How's he going to save the world?
He's just
going to kill a lot of robots that are very similar to human beings.
Yeah.
It's morally obsequious as to whether you can do that.
Well, I have heard that he has... Like, some of the gems he's given out to the media is like, be scared of AI. They're gonna kill us all.
Oh, well, thank you, Elon. No one said that before. Has he got anything else?
Oh,
this is his other gem that he's thrown away many a time.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if we're not in a simulation. Why? Because the possibilities are higher that we are in a simulation.
What?
No, they're not.
They're not.
Silence.
Get back to PayPal. And by the way, I'll keep using my debit card. Thank you very much.
Move. Silence, Marshmallow Khalid. I think I have... the defining trait between men and women. This is double X chromosome and XY chromosome.
This is racy.
Typified.
Well, this is racy, you know.
Always controversial.
So I'd like to hear this.
Science always is.
Yeah.
And it's no place for sissies, but the truth must persist. I'm pretty sure that the defining trait between the two genders is when a man eats pizza and some of it falls on his shirt, he is proud of that stain. And if a woman does that, she feels nothing but shame, instantly turns into one of those geishas that is constantly hiding their face. Is that fair?
I think... I thought you were going to say if the pizza falls in your shirt, a man would eat the topping because I would...
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Oh,
that goes without saying.
But maybe I'm just losing my manhood because if I drop food on my shirt, my reaction is, oh, that's a shame. And I just keep eating it. Just as happy.
Really? You're not proud that there's kind of like a, I don't know, a victory wound?
No, but
you?
No, but you know what? I think you might have told me something about this... A while ago, I think you might have sort of let on that you are proud of it. It's not something I've really experienced. It annoys me, but why would you... Please explain.
Can't, because we've got to get out of here. Okay. But good to know that we've already covered this
well,
territory.
Science
Stay
is
tuned later on where we will definitely come up with something new, maybe.
Yeah, science is... You know, this is... I guess this is in the HSC now.
Yeah, catch 22. Ily is up next. Speaking of someone who definitely did well in the HSC, Ily.
And stay another round, because who wants to live forever?
This is Friendly Geordie's Drive Show. I know that we're not allowed to say this about artists. Nonetheless, it has to be said. Someone has to stop the madness now. Why is Ily remotely popular?
Mate, I could ask the same question about 50,000 artists. I couldn't tell you. I mean...
But
I
this one
know.
Particularly, he sounds like Drake. He's clearly from the Shire in Australia.
Yeah, Shire Drake.
Come up with your own Shire Drake. Do we really need to know that that guy exists?
Can we just minimize the amount of rap videos where it's like semi-slow-mo and it's the face of like, it's sort of like gangster, a bit surprised, but I'm also, you know, that if you take me home for dinner, your mum will like me because I can be charming face in rap videos. I'm so sick of it. Just jump in one boat or the other. Be gangster or just, you know, be epic. But don't do this pseudo epic gangster thing. It's really annoying. There's always fog and dimly lit lights.
Yes, you can't be Robert Pattinson from Twilight
and
be a yes.
It doesn't work.
No.
That's just... That's
and on top
insane.
Of that, Ily, you're not built for either of those things. What you're built to do on the weekend is to have a shot of you with your tongue out doing the little devil
shucker.
Worshipping stuff. Yeah, the shucker, while watering a boat that you spent way too much money for and you will never be able to pay back.
He would
which
agree.
Is exactly what you're doing right now, I can guarantee you. Right while this is going to air, that is what you're doing. Havana, up next on Mood. Wow, that song
something.
Just went on, didn't it? So anyway, we're talking about Singapore.
So
no, you don't know that. We were talking about it in the break.
We were. Jordan used to be a model there. Ha, lame. But what's the deal with Singapore?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it at all because it's just a very uncultured, giant nursing home.
Is it just Chatswood? But a country?
Yeah, it's Chatswood, but a country, less Warhammer shops. That's what I don't like about it. There's not
it.
Enough Space Marines.
I just don't get how this place just came about in this vacuum. I mean, I would have thought that if there's going to be anywhere in the world that's like Chatswood, it's China. But apparently Singapore is more...
China is not like Chatswood, I can guarantee
it's
you
not?
That. No time have I ever walked in Chatswood in the city and someone... hurled a squid right into my face, yelling, "You buy, you buy."
I think you
still got time. Sayers up next. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We came across two. There's no other word for it. Legends today.
You said exactly what I was thinking.
Anyone who has boots that have inexplicable pieces of speckles of paint, like they're a marble.
God, we're pathetic
great.
City kids. We're pathetic city kids.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. No one in the city is nice.
No, no one.
If you get spat on, that's the same as getting a handshake up here, I reckon.
It was two good mates. Well, one good mate and his friend, and they're working on the.
You seem great.
They're working on the Lithgow, the renovations that are happening now on Main Street, which I don't know. I think they're just breaking up the concrete and then putting new concrete. but shout out to Ben, the tradie, I'm gonna wing it to throw it to you now to remember his friend's name.
Wish you didn't do that.
Giuseppe?
Let's just go with Giuseppe. I'm sure that was his name. He was a small monkey that was on your friend's shoulder and had affairs. That's what happened. Meant to be. Beaver Rexer is up next on Move. There you go. What a shout out for you guys. Friendly Johnny's Drive Home Show. I was just talking to my dad who came back from Vietnam, and you were just there recently, Miss Love.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you are in agreement with this. Yeah. I know we're on a commercial station, so this is probably the
controversial
least... Yeah, it's the worst possible place you could say this.
Oh, well, Move FM.
And one of our sponsors is Coke. Having said that, how much more would you prefer to see, instead of Coke billboards everywhere, billboards of Ho Chi Minh...
Do the laugh.
With... Got to do the laugh, but just to set the scene, him dressed in those classic dictator, really white jumpsuit. Admiral, that yeah. white jumpsuit essentially, but with heaps of military stars.
Yeah.
A bunch of children in the background just cheering and going, yeah.
Yeah.
With some old fat guy sitting there going, meh.
Such a
that laugh is perfect.
Laugh. Yeah,
you are an incredible man. Purely for coming up with that. I think that you should be retiring like an Olympian in Athens, how they didn't have to do anything if they won the Olympics. That should be you for the rest of your life, for coming up with that observation that any country you go to with dictators on the side of buildings has this laugh. Is laughing like this.
It's just so true.
Whiskey up next. I wanna be a billionaire. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I know this has been a very heavy theme with us over the last few weeks, but we're continuing it on.
Lord?
Southeast Asia.
Oh.
Lord's always a continual theme in Move.
Paying out Lord. That'll always be there, don't worry.
But she is just the Lord of this radio station. If it wasn't for her, this whole thing would go under. We all know that. Thank you very much for having a slightly less than prominent moustache lord, but onto the region of Southeast Asia, which we have not covered enough in these last 2 weeks.
Agreed.
What do you think about Vietnam?
I thought, okay, I mean, again, it's going to be controversial no matter what I say, but I've just come from Indonesia as well. I come from Bali. And I thought Bali was so much better
than Vietnam.
Yeah, I really Vietnam, I felt like I was, I'd bought two tickets at Movie World to Kami Land. And it's just like giant stars everywhere.
What's wrong with that?
It's
they bought the night today.
There's something off-putting about giant sort of props that look like have been put up by an RSL Christmas night function. And that's your country's symbol?
Again, we've just got to go back to it, though. Wouldn't you rather pictures of kids very happily smelting things on a hot iron all over your country as opposed to sexy teens partying with Coke?
Definitely. I think it's just one of those things where I've grown up in Australia where it's like there's none of these really like, you know, eyesore sort of monuments. Oh, not monuments, but sort of like these images, let's say, of these big dictators and these giant red stars everywhere that it just makes me be like, is someone just going to club me in the head soon? Like,
oh, man, how Australian is this? I just figured this out.
Yeah.
Our version of war heroes being put everywhere. Yes, of course there's Big Kev, definitely. He's the exception to the rule, though. The rest of it is just... people that ran fast. Did you get gold? No, I got silver. Ah, good enough. Give him a statue.
It's so...
planned. Sexy and I know at LMFAO. You miss love. Can you tell us your theory on journalists?
Yeah, I can. It's ironic because we are, in a way, pseudo-journalists. Are we journalists, Jordan?
No.
Okay.
We are absolutely not
journalists.
Why?
Because
we
present
to the world
about the fact we've been to Bali.
Well, that's a type of journalism. It's correspondent.
We're correspondents.
We're official correspondents. We're into the place that every Australian goes so we can report back. Yeah, shirts are cheaper there.
Well, we are more. We're more correspondents than someone that's packing shelves at Coles.
Forgive it, not forgotten update. I Don't Want to Live Forever, Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We've established in the last break that we are not journalists,
okay,
which is how Mislav started his theory on journalism, that we are foreign correspondents because we've been overseas and we report in the media about those places a little bit.
I'm glad you've cleared that up for me because pretty much when people say, what's your job? I've said journalist. So,
where's my Pulitzer?
So my theory on journalists are
they suck. Right.
I was just off air speaking to Jordan about how I had a big heart. You know, it was annoying hipsters and a couple of people that just enjoyed burgers that weren't that good too much. That really, they were the contingency that annoyed me. Now it's like 20% of Sydney because Jordan's red pilled me on why journalists are basically just go and watch Manufacturing Consent. Journalists are just propagating propaganda, essentially. So thanks a lot.
No worries. News is up next. Let you down. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I know they get such a bad rap in the press, but can I just go on the record as saying, thank God for the unions. This is the alternative.
Goddamn shill.
Me?
This isn't some political
just
platform.
Because I've made an entire career out of saying how good they are. And have been paid for them in the past.
Just be wary. We're not in bloody Byron Bay. We're not in your contingency. This is not...
Dude, Byron Bay does not like unions. Byron Bay likes dreads.
Does the mountains like unions?
Yeah. They're all coal miners.
Yeah, but they're new coal... Yeah.
If they aren't in the part of their union, I'm just going to say it right now. Scab! Scab!
Oh, God, here we go.
Join your damn union and get one of those hilarious stickers that has a picture of a cobra on it, and the slogan is, if provoked, we will strike. Oh,
give me a handshake, comrade. He's wearing a shirt right now with a freaking hammer and sickle.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is, but it is a robot holding the hammer and sickle, so it's communism for the 22nd century. Runaway is up next. Think I can fly. Think I... 4 or 5 seconds, you are listening to Move FM.
Ooh, Rihanna with an acoustic guitar, but Ed Sheeran, whatever.
She's never done that before.
Pathetical for you. Yeah. I watched that film Wolf of Wall Street.
Top film.
Yeah,
if
do you like it?
Seen it, it's great.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. Oh, so pretty.
But at the same time, every time you look at it, you think, yeah, it makes a lot of sense that you started out at Neighbours.
It's so true. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but every time you see her, all you expect her to say is like, Alf, I've got a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Home and Away, but yeah. Harold, I've got a problem.
They're the same person, just one says flaming, yeah, and the other one has bulldog jowls.
So I was watching that film, and I guess it's a two-part question. Do you think the extent of which the Wall Streeters were in the 80s was just absolutely despicable or... just kind of funny? Would you have done it? And also, what is the role? Do you think that people on Wall Street at that same point now, they're just crazy, you know, midget throwing narcissists or not?
Yeah, I think they're the same people.
See,
why
I
wouldn't
thought,
they be?
Because I would have thought they would have reformed somewhat.
Reformed?
Yeah.
They almost bankrupted the planet in 2008. They had to be bailed out by 1.4 trillion years.
That was 10 years ago,
Jordan. Do you think it's reformed more?
Well,
with even more laxed reform than they had in 2008.
But if not, it seems as if it's just what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it's going to explode. It's like in a volcano that's going to erupt because it's not sustainable.
It absolutely isn't sustainable, but I don't think that they care about that. I honestly think that their life goal is they've gotten sick of midget tossing and they're now accruing all of the world's money so they can siphon it into shrink rays so they can shrink midgets down even smaller and just toss them.
Can we become
their
Wall Street
getting
guys?
Tired. Us?
Can we? I know that we're not American citizens. Is there an Australian Wall Street?
Yeah, there
Where?
Is.
Where? Is it in Bowral? Where is it?
In Bowral?
It's in Sydney, isn't it? It's on George Street.
It's
George
in
Street.
Sydney.
Can we go? Can we become? I
no,
just,
we
I want to be rich.
Well, yeah, but we came bottom in maths.
So
we're
what?
Not...
It's, well, I've seen the movie. You just yell
just
things
yell,
into a
sell,
phone.
Sell.
You say buy gold, sell buy low, sell high. I mean, it's easy.
True, actually. There's two qualifications for Wall Street. Either you have to be very good at maths or you have to have a Boston accent.
Yeah.
And I think that we do that. Do your Boston accent. You've got to get out of here, but just quickly give us a whiff and I'll see if you're good enough for it.
What you want to do is go down to 40 and 53rd. You want to go there. You want to get stocks in gold. Buy low and sell high.
He did have a lisp, but that's okay. I think people in Boston would have a lisp as well. You know what? You've passed. You've got your official stock trading certificate as a part of me.
So we're done here? Are we going to our Wall Street?
Yeah, we might see you tomorrow, if we do, we'll have 70 Rolexes. Get lowers up next on Move. Reese Masson, shout it out. Friendly Julie's Drive Home Show, where we are actually doing commercial radio fodder.
Content.
For once.
Yeah. Yeah, for the one time in the whole week we're not talking about, like,
we've been
Nicaragua.
Here for 6 months. Yeah. So not a third world country, just a guy that might possibly be from a third world country. You have no idea what his background is. Keanu Reeves.
I know jiu-jitsu. So Keanu Reeves, I learned, what's the word? Not dedicated. He donated... something like two dedicated, Jesus.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of his check on The Matrix to the sound and special effects teams because he felt that they were an integral part of the film.
And how honest is that?
It's a fact. This man, he doesn't own a car. He catches public transport everywhere. He doesn't even live in a house. He lives in an apartment. And when asked... he just said, well, I just live alone. Why would I need a house?
I'm fine with an apartment. It's like his soul has been switched from movie star to English train conductor.
Yeah. And
what a great guy.
And there's photos of him everywhere, like on the internet, just catching the train around. It's like, oh, he's in Canada. Oh, he's in New York, just on buses.
Great.
In just like regular clothing. There's heaps of photos of him on benches, just eating sandwiches with like just regular clothes that you and I would wear. What a legend. How much of a legend is Keanu Reeves?
So much nicer than seeing on Cribs or something like that on MTV. Basketballer going in through his house and you're going, this is awfully furnished to begin with.
Yeah.
But second off, because you can throw a ball hoop. Why do you have a mansion size of a dictator's house?
I know. I mean, in this Kardashian world we live in now where it's just this ultra consumerist, vapid sort of narcissisticness, you can have Keanu Reeves being like, yeah, I'm going to, the 281, I've missed it. I could get an Uber. I really can't afford it. I'll wait till the 291.
Bye-bye. When you look at me, it is the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Vroom, vroom.
Interesting of a car. And vroom, there's buddy, quite a few of them at the moment in Lithgow.
Yeah, going down the one-way street.
Yeah, I've just got to ask, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody more depressed in my entire life than someone whose job it is to do the stop slow sign. Do you think that how studies come out and say that the happiest people in society are hairdressers? Do you think that the opposite of that is a lollipop man?
Is that
true? The name has lollipop in it, which also shows that they're trying to cheer them up.
I absolutely don't think so, because they're getting paid like $35 an hour for doing nothing.
Hey, switching a sign around is not.
I stand corrected.
Nothing,
they do stand up vertically.
True. Ad Lizardor,
which is a lot more than I'm doing now.
Are you putting it on slow? Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm going to cop a rock with like a note written on it being like, we're coming for you with a little drawing of a lollipop on it because of this. But
yes,
the people...
With this message at the bottom saying, stop
garbage. Exactly. But the people... I am the people's... The people's
mouthpiece.
Person.
Yeah.
The spokesperson for the everyday man. So basically, they have no right to be unhappy.
Yes. Okay. Step your game up. Put a damn smile on your face. That's included in your $35 an hour.
Absolutely.
Exposed by us.
Don't make me write a letter to the council.
How do we always blur the lines between top 40 music and talkback radio?
That's why we're so good at what we do.
Old fat guys sitting on leather couches telling everyone else that they're lazy bludgers. Chunky is up next. Chunky by Bruno Mars. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I honestly think this, the older I get, the scariest thing you will ever see in your life is your mum's panties.
Oh, God.
They just keep getting bigger and wider. and more frilly the older they get. Why are they why is there so many flowers ingrained in them? That's what
Jordan,
I want to know.
Once again, you've managed to maximize the level of gross outness to that you present to my life.
Well, just stating facts. No, Can you think of anything
you're right.
Scarier than that?
No, you're right. You're
I would
right.
rather see a dead body.
The dead body is like the 12th scariest thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I kind of want to see
panties of your mum.
No, the other day, my girlfriend was what did she say? She was we were walking in some sketchy part of the bush. She was like, oh, imagine if there's a dead body there, huh? And I hoped there was.
Yeah, everyone at least
man,
before they die first, everyone wants to at least poke one body in the eye with a stick.
Would you rather a severe beating, and I'm not talking to death, let's not be silly, but I'm talking a possible...
Have to go to hospital.
Well, advised to go to hospital. Right. Possibly a broken jaw.
But you could man it out.
Yeah, possibly a broken arm. People do man that out. Or hanging up your mum's washing.
Severe beating. All right, I've changed my mind. I'll do the panties.
Oh, you loser! I didn't say severely. I said somewhat severely.
Dude,
fraud. He's not an Aussie.
If you have a broken arm from someone bashing you or putting up your mum's panties, you take the beating.
Yeah, I think there's two things that I really want in my life right now. Two.
Yeah.
One, find a dead body.
Right.
Two. Cop a somewhat severe beating.
I'm pretty sure that could be arranged in Lithgow. Hate You, Love You is up next on Move. Feeling used. Show. I know that this might be considered making fun of one of the sponsors, but believe me when I say
we've never done it before. Go on.
Yeah, this is a first for us.
It's
really
called integration. It makes you sell more. It helps you sell more stuff.
Well, let's find it out, because there is an ad that has been playing for months. And we can't find it on the registry anymore. But we really just need that guy to come in here so we can permanently record this and put it in the museum radio.
The ABC.
The radio museum that we've got down in the Blue Mountains. We need to put this in there, which is that butcher. And if you're listening,
come into the studio.
We will give you a free plug for an entire hour.
It wasn't
about
a butcher.
Your butcher.
It wasn't a butcher. It was an ad for cat food. It was a cat. It was a dog food, cat food company.
Are you sure?
I am.
Whatever it was, you know who you are. Mm. Don't pretend you don't. The guy that finished his ad going, "You want cheap cat food? I got cheap cat food. So much cheap cat food. Just come on down to Road 101. Quote, "Baddest." The most smoker's voice you have ever heard in your life.
We've got
it. It was like this guy's dad is an ashtray. It's like he's 50% ashtray. We need that guy in here.
We've got a new
contender.
And we
will plug you for an entire hour.
We've got a new contender for Prime Minister. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. It is this nation's loss if you are not leading this country, sir. Come on in. Tell us your life story. Tell us about your company.
Everything.
Walking on a Dream. How did you get so gravelly? Do you drink rocks instead of water? Move. Need a doctor, Dr. Dre, Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Miss I see what he did there.
Me too. Very clever. Tell me what you just told me.
Okay, I just told you that my girlfriend just sent me a message, saying, look what's nearly downloaded. And it was a photo. And it was at 99%. That's right. She's doing illegal activity. I'm exposing her. So coppers go get her. She lives out. No, I won't give you the address. But anyway, she's nearly downloaded 50 Shades Freed, which I thought 50 Shades Darker was the latest one. 50 Shades Freed.
Right. And you've seen the other two 50 Shades.
Do you want? Okay. Oh, it's actually making me anxious thinking about it. Words won't do it justice. I really can't with these human tools describe to you. So there's no point. I don't know how really to get into it. It's so bad. It's the worst. It's like torturous. I would definitely rather a severe beating than watch that again. It was
right.
It was just the most childish fantasies of it's a extremely rich man that is that is extremely good looking and is torn because his child, I think he didn't know his dad, and his one dream in life is to spoil this common girl and do like slightly depraved sexual things that she really likes, and just to basically give her a free first class flights all around the world. I mean, who, like, really? Like,
where's the conflict in that movie?
There is none.
So everyone's getting a free ride the whole time. It's basically just living out Jamie Packer and Mariah Carey's life in book form.
It's sexist because it assumes that women are that vapid.
Assumption correct, right?
I don't want to say anything, but it's one of the best-selling books
of all time, right? Like, this is probably sold more copies than the Bible.
635-229-00. Call me up and abuse me. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'll take it. I want to hear a different opinion because...
Does anyone think that this movie is remotely deep?
I wanted to gouge my eyes out with hot needles. It was... unbelievable. It was a revelation.
Loved all two, and now she's very excited for the third.
Yep.
Dude, I do not envy you.
Yeah.
You're still the one. Shania Twain up next on Move. Speaking of geniuses. Pray to God, Calvin Harris, you're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. We were just looking at Nick Xenophon's new ad because he's running for Premier of South Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get this on the record. Mm-hmm. He looks exactly like the cigarette spokesman for Laramie Cigarettes in The Simpsons. Exactly the same.
It says it all, doesn't it?
Definitely. I don't understand how someone can look that dead in the eyes. How does he have the eyes of a fish? Did he have a transplant? That's the only way he could possibly have done it. I know he's tough on tobacco, but it really looks like he's missed his calling in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, being very pro-tobacco.
he's got it the wrong way around for him. For the rest of the country, it's really good that he is tough on tobacco taxes, but like at great cost to that man's soul, that's all I've got to say.
Yeah, I think what's the name of the premier or whatever who's in power now?
Jay Witherall? Mm.
I'm going to check him out. He seems like a straight shooter.
Well, he's got a haircut that you can set your watch to. Much more than you can say for his tragic NSYNC try-hard look. That's all I'm saying. Sass Attack here at 5 o'clock. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. How long, Charlie Puth? You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. You know what I noticed about the Blue Mountains?
That it's beautiful.
It is. And I give it full credit for that. And I think that this adds to the entire visage of it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, much like how Fiji relies mostly on banana exports, that Bali relies on sugar cane, I'm pretty sure that this is just a single one-trick pony economy based purely off of arts and craft stores. What is with that? Why do people here like plasticine and make your own pot?
So many small clay like saucepans, but then like it's a normal saucepan, but then on the side it's like, oh, it's turned into a little duck head.
Call on me. Ollie Mears, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Ooh, march on. Hey, Miss Love.
Yeah.
I have a question about fashion with primary school kids.
Mm-hmm.
This was not the case when we were little. And do you think that this is just cancel propaganda? Or do you think that this is something that five-year-olds are really into at the moment?
What's that?
Which is those wide-brim hats. Every kid seems to be wearing them. We used to wear Legionnaire hats or nothing.
What are Legionnaire hats? The ones
Legionnaire
with the
hats
flap?
Are the ones with the flap. Thing that Triple J used to rock, and then everyone said, no, we know what you're trying to do.
What are you trying to do?
Get back to playing Australian songs. And they went, oh, okay, well, we'll just put on Australian DJs. But
Yeah. What? And Rihanna.
She's Australian.
Well, mate, I have to say that the eastern suburbs might as well be the Sahara compared to the North Shore, because as well as wearing those little Triple J style, whatever, those hats.
Legionnaire
hats. We did indeed wear the brim ones, the round ones.
When you were a kid, so you rocked the cowboy hat look.
No, I didn't rock it. It was the girls that wore those ones.
Mm.
And the guys were the
Legionnaires.
But the guys tend to wear those ones because, you know, it's all it's business at the back. And when you're playing footy, you don't want to get that red, you don't get sunburn on the neck.
True.
I loved those hats.
Those hats are great because it's the most Australian hat you could possibly build because it is a
it's so good.
Mullet.
It's a mullet hat.
It's a platypus duck bill out the front, mullet at the back. What is more Australian than a Legionnaire hat?
Absolutely nothing. But they're still around, right?
Yeah, they are in theory.
If those things disappear, the dollar's going to plummet. I can sense it. I can't tell you why logically, but I can sense that the economy will duck dive, platypus dive, much like the hat, if the hat disappears.
I trust your opinion on that, Miss Love. You, someone who's slanting back with a jumper and shorts on, really look like an economist to me. There's nothing holding me back, Sean Mendes.
The wolf of Lithgow Wall Street.
The dingo old of Dennis's. Little talks. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, as a musician, you're the right person to ask. Ed Sheeran, why does every musician hate him so much? There is not a single musician I've ever talked to about Ed Sheeran who hasn't had nothing but disgust to tell me.
I mean, you could write a small thesis on why Ed Sheeran's annoying, but I'll give you some
dot
points.
Yeah, but
just
give me the yeah, thank you.
Ranger.
I don't want to read that thesis.
He's a dork.
Ranger.
His music is so wimpy. He fuses two of the most annoying music styles, or some of the most annoying. One, that annoying singer-songwriter acoustic stuff where it's like jing jiggy jing and then like decides halfway through the guitar is also a drum. Yeah, I'll incorporate that too. Jing jiggy poo jiggy poo
right.
jiggy poo jiggy poo with
okay,
the guitar.
Okay, so he's just a one-man Triple J-like version.
Yeah, and then you mix that in with just the most like corporate pop like Beyonce. I mean, those two together. Yeah, he's got an annoying voice. English rapping. No, that's okay. I'm okay with that. And also, I really don't like those kind of... If he owned his nerdiness and was kind of just like, I don't care, and if he did maybe... I'm biased, obviously, but something a little bit more aggressive would be awesome. But instead, he's like, no, I'm cool. Look, I've got a tattoo of a sleeve of the Prince of Bel-Air, so I'm cool. Nah, mate, you're just making it worse for yourself.
Malibu. Rockefeller Skate, Fatboy Slim, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, where we're getting to the bottom of the geological curio that is particular type of 40-year-old mum, usually lives in a clay brick house, that genuinely thinks that pretty rocks can cure diseases.
Be careful, you're in the heartland of that said demographic.
That's why I'm taking it on. I've gone right into the eye of the beast, and I'm asking face to face, why do you think that amethyst can cure livers? Who? And I know that as soon as I say livers, it's like, not livers, it's lungs! But the point remains valid.
Who are you to say that a rock that is blue, for some reason, can you not blind anymore? Because you don't know, Jordan.
I'm not a geologist.
You know
I'm
what?
Just a humble observer that maybe something that might be a little bit better at curing diseases might be a doctor instead of a rock.
You're such a party pooper.
It's an in a movie if I fall apart, isn't it? I fall apart. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We have done a lot of offensive things on this station.
Yes.
Things
an
that by
amount.
Code of conduct, yeah. If we had one complaint, that's the end of our career.
Oh,
we'd be blacklisted. We make one passing comment about Ed Sheeran. Phones light up.
Light up. Not
the first one
it.
On the line is Liz to defend Ed. Liz, you there?
Yeah. I'm just calling up to defend him. Look, Ed Sheeran he's a genius. I love him, and I don't know why you guys would say bad stuff
but
like that.
But why? Because he's got pasty skin. Why is he a genius?
Genius is a strong word.
Einstein, Ed Sheeran. Do you really think it should be in the same category, Liz?
Look, Ed Sheeran, he's the John Lennon of our generation.
Are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh?
Are you having a laugh?
No, do you
I would pick Ed Sheeran over like Beatles any day. I mean, come on. Oh
my god, that's so sacrilegious.
Do you get annoyed?
This is like when the Beatles said they're bigger than Jesus. You have Liz, done the our generation's version of that.
Liz, do you get annoyed that he thinks a guitar is also a drum and that you can use them together? Does that not annoy you?
I think it's really creative.
It's creative.
Creative.
I love it.
That sound doesn't make you wish.
Haven't you ever heard Wonderwall?
Yeah, does that for me, that sound makes me, it destroys the idea of paradise. Like, I can't go to Hawaii anymore because I just hear the boom, beep, 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 on his dumb guitar.
No, look, he's great. And, you know, in his interviews, he's a nice guy. I mean, he saved my cat's life once. He's just amazing. I mean,
he
you
saved
know,
your cat's life? How?
Metaphorically?
Well,
that guy.
Well, my cat was about to run into the road, and, you know, I was afraid he was going to get run over. But then Ed Sheeran came on the radio, and my cat stopped at the edge of the curb, and that was the day I knew that Ed Sheeran was amazing.
That's called a coincidence.
Okay, Liz, can I ask you a question? Do you live in Lura?
In where?
Lura.
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Lithgow.
Oh, okay, God. Move to Lura.
Don't come by
your kind isn't welcome here. Please, let's just put it that way.
Look, I find that offensive.
Firestone's up next. Bye. You is a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Controversial theory, but I think that everyone would enjoy this far more. Everyone likes dogs, but we all admit that otters are cuter. Can we trade in dogs for otters? They'd probably be less bad for the environment if they went rogue anyway.
What, you reckon?
Well, dogs eat a lot of native animals. They've just got a bigger stomach to begin with than otters.
Yeah.
Otters just like fish and clams. They'd starve to death because they've just got such high discriminating eastern suburbs teenage girl taste.
I just don't know how you can tame an otter because I'm with you in theory. I just think there'll be a lot of 4 to 6 year old girls with welts on their legs. Because they're
welts
from biting.
Yeah, but they've got tiny little pathetic mouths.
Do they though?
Oh, if you've got a giant otter, it might be a different story. But you can also just get
Plus they have to live in ponds.
So?
Well, not every house has a built-in pond.
Man, I'm going to say this right now. If you live on a quarter-acre block and you don't have a Blue Haven pool, you should be deported. You're not in Australia.
What about a young, hip couple? One's a designer and one's an IT guy living in Paddington. How can they have an otter?
The same way that they have fish. You just make a really sad, very deep pool. And maybe
you
can
apartment.
Basically go to the center of the earth because of how deep the pool is.
The otter's going to live in the toilet, which makes you a sick man, Jordan. You're a sick man.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, isn't it? Just every day, just being like, oh no, you got to flush. Oh God, the turd's alive. GRL with quite possibly the worst song ever written, Ugly Heart. You're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. So repetitive. Anyway, the point is, well, what do you expect porn stars to make? Good music.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be Googling that. Okay.
Me too. The point is, what we're talking about now is we were just discussing Australian Parliament before and how it's the most entertaining thing in the world. I stand corrected.
No.
Ugandan Parliament is. Do you remember this footage, Miss Love? Everybody has to check this out.
The Michael Jackson dance to the kick in the face.
Okay, so they erupt into violence because they're talking about lowering the age of who can become Prime Minister of Uganda.
Right, right.
For some reason, everybody's really hot-headed about that. Even more hilariously, it seems that the opposition in Uganda, much like here where sometimes they just put on miniature Australian flags, they're all wearing fezzes.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
They all just erupt. They pick up metal rods and start beating each other.
So intense. Google it.
Parliament, you got to Google this.
But the peak, the pinnacle.
The absolute peak is that desk in the centre of Parliament that is in all Westminster system parliaments where all the Treasury papers are kept. The treasurer of Uganda jumps up on that desk. And someone tries to throw something at him. He dodges it, very Matrix style, then does a Michael Jackson spin. One of those spins. and then launches into a fly kick of like the opposition minister for, I don't know, foreign affairs, like someone who's sitting on the front bench really close to where the prime minister is, fly kicks that guy in the head.
It's just incredible.
It's better than WWE. Yeah. I've never seen someone do such a sophisticated coordinated dance move. How is this guy?
We were wrong. Australia's not the best.
Definitely. No. Yeah. That guy basically is Eddie from Tekken. He is their treasurer. Fly, up next on Move. No one cares. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. You have a question for me.
Did you ever play Tekken growing up? Tekken,
yeah,
Tag.
Tekken 2.
Okay, so... And I want to know why, because they all had their merits. I have a favorite character. I'm curious.
Like Zhao Lin, I think her name was, purely because she was
chick?
Hot.
The chick.
I didn't like playing her, but I thought that she had a nice gain.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Friends can disagree.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I always chose, obviously, was Eddie. And then I just did the stupid little twirl kick over and over again.
I hated the my game of choice was Tekken Tag Tournament.
Mm.
And I always used Hwarang. I don't know if you remember Hwarang.
Describe him.
Sort of like Ranga, long hair, Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And then I chose Beak, who was just his... teacher that he was in like Tekken 1. He's like in really two Taekwondo
with the
guys.
Old Confucius moustache.
No. He just had like a hair and a ponytail. They were basically clones of each other.
Yeah.
And man, when I was if I was versing you, that double team of Hwarang and Beak, you would have been screwed. Because as soon as because I did this move where it was like bam, 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 like smashing these attacks with the foot, and then as soon as I finish it, I switch him out. The other one comes in flying, going, yeah, my turn, and did the same thing. Yeah, I was unstoppable.
So
it's really sad that I peaked in life.
The same, yeah, but it's so cheap that everyone just figures out one cheap little low kick usually.
No. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
And I did the same thing as well. There was no combo or art to that game. It was pure science.
It
was just kick them in the shins heaps.
Yeah, but don't...
And that somehow knocks them out.
Don't put yourself on my level, Mr. Eddie. Anyone who chose Eddie was the scum of the earth. Scum.
Granted.
Deserved as bad as, you know, as any war criminal
if
in real life.
You're right. Yeah. If there was any justice in the world, I would be trialed in The Hague.
Yeah.
But I guess a lot like Pol Pot, I think I'm just going to die an old man with some grandkids around me.
Just being like, I did nothing wrong, Eddie. Everyone played Eddie. And sometimes I didn't even use his kicks. I used his punches instead.
How do we still have a job? Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. You got a question for me.
Jordan, did you ever play that game Abe's Odyssey?
Yep. I loved that game. It was great. It was a very depressing Super Mario.
That is the realest account I've ever heard.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go waste all of your life on that. I don't even care if you're the CEO of AMP. Crash that company.
Particularly if you're that company. I think... It scared me so much as a kid. But what I want to know is, do you think that was better or Final Fantasy VII?
This is an extremely nerdy question, but the answer is Oddworld's Exodus, because Final Fantasy was just Pokemon the game minus not catching Pokemon. The boring part of just fighting Weedle. Who cares?
Do you know how many hours... I sunk into Final Fantasy VII? Just wandering around this bushy area where you had to try to... sort of get through the bushes, but every time it just goes, and you had to battle like a giant flower. So many hours. I can never get them back. In fact, should I email like Hitari or whatever company made them and be like, you owe me like, you need to reimburse my monetarily my time wasted. So you owe me like $300,000.
Could you imagine the legal foo-for-or of lodging that? Because if you were successful...
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many kids. Half of Australia. Like, yeah, he's right.
You're the reason I still have pimples.
I could have had a girlfriend.
Yeah. This girl up next on me. You're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home
Show. You're listening to Skits Mix Ibiza 2010.
It is when people still bought So Fresh as opposed to it just being on display constantly at Target, them going, anyone want this? Anyone want this? No? Well, we'll come out with next season's then.
Yeah.
So just as a quick wrap up of today, I think that the main theme, though we didn't talk about it at all, was that goths suck. And the reason that we were discussing this is because we were talking to a couple of goths today, and we just came to the conclusion that staring down at your feet is not a personality. You have to try harder in life, goths. And on top of that, why are you still existing? No. Like, we've moved on from this. Your gross little evolutionary phase of this, it was kind of like, I guess, one of those mud skipper fish going back into the ocean when you became emo. But then, what happened to the goths? Why are you telling me to cut this out? What, you want the truth to be silenced, do you? All I'm saying is, goths, get a new trend, please. Dog collars aren't cool anymore. This isn't Dawson's Creek, okay? Move this is what there. You're looking at. Sorry, all right, bye. Take me over, Peking Duck. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. Hey, Miss Love, when you walk into Target, how do you feel?
Oh, such a
psychologist question.
I really like it.
And a market research psychologist at the same time, one of those ones that gets paid $250,000 a year to figure out when women are pregnant before they know. But and that's not what we're doing here. I'm just genuinely curious.
the answer for you might be quite interesting, this one. So I'll leave it to you, Doctor. When I was younger, it was elation, happiness, and joy. It was like, yay, I'm going to go to the part. I'm going to get a really cheap soccer ball.
Yes. And it wasn't a soccer ball. It was just an inflated ball.
Now, it's exhaustion and anxiety.
Exactly. Case in point. That's how you know whether you're a child or an adult. Are you excited walking into Target?
Yeah, nailed it.
I'm sorry. I know they're a sponsor, but I've just... It's not your fault. It's ours.
It's ours.
Move FM. Residents of the USA, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I was in a hipster cafe the other day.
And of course.
It's my people.
Yeah.
I'm really ashamed of them. Yeah, I am a self-hating Jew of hipsters. That's me.
So am I.
But
let's be clear, though, of hipsters. I just not to conflate that because that could be, yes.
So spicy, as hipsters would say.
Yeah.
And I was in a restaurant where they were serving, I don't know, poached eggs.
Yeah, and charging, avocado. Yeah, and how much?
You know, the usual $30. And I was eating it, and I was like, this is not that good.
Always.
And it made me realize the reason why I figured that out is because then I walked out, and I saw on the top shelf the answer. It's because hipster food is more or less just whatever is in the recipe book Simply Bill. That's it.
Simply Bill, what's that?
He's just like an Australian Jamie Oliver, except for he's got a manky eye and no personality.
Move FM. The walls to get to you, to
get to you, to get to you. Wolves, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hey, Miss Love, would you prefer to be one of those cacti in the middle of the outback or one of those 10,000-year-old trees? So you probably saw a Muttabarosaurus in your life.
Wow.
But you've also got a chance of being cut down right now unless a hippie chains themselves to you. So either way, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because being cut down would suck, but also... being attached to some smelly ferret man would also suck.
Yeah, I assume if the tree's in Tassie, there's like a good chance it's going to go. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the cactus is more my spirit. My spirit.
That's
fire.
True. You are more or less a walking old El Paso commercial.
Yeah. As we established earlier, my... my soul, the food that would represent my soul, CC's.
Yes.
So.
Specifically that one, the supreme. Less popular Doritos. Yeah.
I'm not that cool. No, a cactus would be amazing. I would see tumbleweeds, old men with long beards, the band Queens of the Stone Age, and like lots of Mexican food. Maybe I'll just go stand in the desert for 6 months. I don't have to be a cactus.
Yes, I know. You should do awful things in this life. Hope that reincarnation exists so you are reborn as a cactus. It wouldn't be a punishment for you.
It'd be a pleasure.
You've got a license to be as awful as you want.
All right, I'm kicking this fan over.
Oh, God. That fan cost $19.
Take that.
Side to side. Back to animals. It's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. I am really upset that I was not born a woman. Purely for the fact that I will never be 50 years old, have the haircut of a poodle, and sit in Michelle's patisserie with a cup of coffee that would probably be worse than Nescafe.
With a voice that sounds exactly like...
The crow voice.
I just love it. This is my. If I could just have this as an alarm every morning, I'll just wake up in the best mood, snuggly and happy.
Anyone who had a mum did. This was their alarm.
Yeah. Get up now!
How do you put up with that if you work at Michelle's Patisserie? 6352-2900. How do you deal with 100% of your clients going,
do you have any eclairs left? Oh, you don't! I'm never coming back! Can I have a coffee?
Sweet About Me's up next on Boo. An app song for a very important segment. We always tackle the big issues here on the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. And by big issues, we are talking big. You just went to the toilet twice in the span of 30 minutes. And we're both talking. No number ones involved. Number twos. Yeah. There's always a little bit of number one when there's number twos.
Yeah, I didn't just do a 30-second wee and then sit there and be like, what is life?
Yeah, that's always number two territory.
Yeah.
So why'd you do it?
Because of the bloody dodgy restaurant you took me to.
Hey, anywhere that has a toilet where the button to flush doesn't work and instead they just have a bucket of water next to it has to not have food poisoning.
This is an undisclosed location in Sydney's West. Which does great food. In all honesty, I made the classic error. I asked for chili sauce, and then they were like, oh, I don't think we have any. They go, oh, wait a second. And then brought out the discreet, no-name mystery bottle of fermented old Middle Eastern chilies. And I'm like, I think this one's okay. And then I was just like, challenge accepted. And just like really ate a lot, and it was because just nuclear
to
waste.
Drown the food. Probably. Okay.
So,
I mean, I'm really glad that we haven't mentioned any names in this.
No,
broken down toilet. You serve nuclear waste as food. Having said all of that, highly recommend you. Yeah,
highly recommend the food. But my inner, my Croatian organs are just like, what? This isn't sauerkraut.
No aphrodisiac. A letter to you on a Sugar Maroon 5, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show where we were driving home just today.
Yeah.
Your mum proceeded to call you frantic about the biggest non-issue I've ever heard in my life. This takes the cake
so
as
glad
the
you
world's smallest problem.
Yeah.
And she's fretting about it.
Oh, yeah.
This keeps her up at night.
Yeah.
Take it away.
My beautiful mother, I love her dearly. A friend of mine is staying at our house right now, and he keeps odd hours. He's in and out for work. It's not exactly a solid amount of time that is there. It's sporadic. And
which sounds like the perfect housemate to me.
I know. And that's what I said. Mum's problem, her conundrum is, quote, he's in and out all the time. So what? I never know if to cook for him or not. Just don't cook for him. I don't want him here unless he's going to be here every night and I can make him dinner. I mean, is there anything more to say?
Yeah, there is. One more thing.
Yeah.
Your theory about mums that are, I don't know, 27 years from having babies really need to chat to someone about what was on the ABC news the night before. That's it. They don't care.
It's all
they don't care if you pay an ounce of rent. They will take in a homeless man. Their only requirement is that you watch the ABC news. Not with them either. You have to watch it in another room so you can discuss it.
They'll take in a homeless man. The two requirements are eat your steak, eat your really expensive, well-cooked steak, and pay no money for it. And two, when they asked you, did you see that there was an earthquake in East Guatemala? Did you see that? You better have an answer.
Quote, I know, it's just awful, isn't it? Anyway, up next on Move, it is awful. Let You Down is up next. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I've got a question for you, Missile.
Yeah.
Why, when you were in primary school, were you so excited about getting one of those tiny chip packets that come in a 24-pack?
Yeah.
And they have about 30 chips in them.
Why?
It is just a rip-off. That is it. That is you all you can say about that.
Because primary school is a jungle. It is dog-eat-dog. And pretty much the only thing that is keeping you going are these morsels of salty snacks. They're shiny.
Okay.
They're shiny bags. So first of all, they're intriguing. You pop them open. It's basically like you get a taste of the deliciousness and then it's taken away.
Right. So it's like the Mockingjay series where when you're in the dome hunting down the other kids, every now and then a rich patron can just
Yes.
drop something in for you to help you out slightly.
Yeah, like a ratchet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the ratchet of primary school. Because everybody knows, if you get a salad sandwich, that's going right under the stairs. We had a staircase in school, just as a quick story, that was packed to the brim, full of unwanted lunches. And one of our teachers, without fail, every day, would scoop up food from there and be like, who threw this away? This is a perfectly good sandwich. Look, anyone? Anyone?
It's mummified.
All right, fine. If no one's going to... what is wrong with this? There's people starving in the world. I'm going to eat this in front of you now, all of you, so that you learn to not throw food. And every day she'd eat an old sandwich in front of us.
Oh, my God. British politician that fed his daughter a burger to prove that mad cow disease wasn't a thing when it clearly was. If a sandwich is under a staircase, quick ONHS tip, don't eat it. One dance is up next.
I hope if she's listening, she'll be like, good. Here's your tip to you. Get to church more often, okay? You shinner.
One dance. Love that jazz. Love this station. Move FM.
Speaking of primary schools.
Yep.
Did you ever have the trading of foods in primary school? The old, Charlie, can I have your Dunkaroo? No. I'll give you my pack of salt and vinegar chips. I'll give you one Dunkaroo for two chips. No way. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's the only place where bartering is still an acceptable source of economics. Here in Somalia, that's it. We did, and on top of that, it was so crude.
Yeah.
We did not have thousands of years nor an entire society of elders to figure out what was good trading.
Mm.
So you always were trading in Dunkaroos for celery with peanut butter. Yeah. That is not fair.
No, no. I feel like it was like the early stages of an economics course.
Oh, yeah. It was as basic as you can get.
Yeah.
That's buy pretty incredible, wasn't it? Well, yeah, before you were 12, you were doing caveman economics.
Caveman economics. I think that lesson was way more than that was the peak of primary school for me. Like I don't use the equations, but I very often with my girlfriend, I'm like, give a shimmy your noodles. She'd be like, why? And I'd be like, I'll give you a mint, and then it works out.
And then you get the noodles for the mint.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you are a shark, and God, I wish that ACCC would do something about people like you.
Well, they can.
Stop handling. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I know that you're currently investigating things like ICAC and probably doing a royal commission into banks at the moment, but also people that do dodge trading, set something up for that. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's
I've had it with you, ACCC. I don't even know if you're the right department that I should be yelling at, but more or less, I don't like how many C's you have in your name.
Yeah, and get a better logo.
Yeah, lover. Up next on Move FM. We told them, didn't we? They're definitely listening to this. They've got nothing better to do with their time than listen to Lithgow Radio.
I'll put money on that. I'll throw around $14. Move.